Wouldn't it be nice if your cash savings could just grow by itself? With the Wealthfront Cash Account, it can. Earning 4% annual percentage yield from partner banks on your uninvested cash. Nearly 10 times the national average. Just imagine if other things in your life worked the way Wealthfront works. If your house plants grew at 10 times the average rate, you'd have 10 times fewer issues with sad, stunted succulents. Your crocodile ferns would grow to the size of crocodiles. Wealthfront's cash account keeps your money thriving just like that, earning you an industry-leading rate with no account maintenance fees and with free 24/7 instant withdrawals so you can access your money whenever you need it. Money works better here. Go to Wealthfront.com to start saving. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Wealthfront is not a bank. The APY on cash deposits as of December 27, 2024 is representative, subject to change and requires no minimum. Funds in the cash account are swept to partner banks where they earn the variable APY. The national average interest rate for savings accounts is posted on FDIC.gov as of December 16, 2024.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
The NBA announcing the $75-plus billion TV rights deal with ESPN, Amazon, and our parent company, NBC. Now Warner Brothers Discovery suing over that agreement. How does this deal transform the future of sports streaming? That is the focus of today's Tech Check with Julia Boyd.
I guess Big Bank really does take Little Bank, as the wealthier entity has showcased on the front lines that they indeed are the big dogs when it comes to completely stripping the NBA away from TNT, to the point where TNT, as part of Warner Bros., tried to match the offer made by Amazon for the package of NBA media rights. And of course, NBA, looking at Amazon and the amount of money that they're bringing in compared to TNT, because if you don't know, Amazon has a market capitalization of over $1 trillion. Yes, $1 trillion with a T. TNT, under Warner Bros. Discovery, so we're going to focus on Warner Bros., right? I don't even want to focus on TNT. Warner Bros., in its entirety, has a market capitalization of $30 billion. Now, I'm no mathematician, right? But I would say that that's significantly lower when comparing that to Amazon. So, NBA is looking at Amazon. They're looking at TNT. They're basically making a business decision on who could bring more eyes to the NBA product as far as TNT versus Amazon. And let's just say, when it comes to the global reach, it's really not even close. I mean, the significant advantage of streaming nowadays compared to cable is more obvious than ever, as Amazon Prime is available in over 200 countries and territories. So with that, it gives it a huge competitive advantage over the traditional cable networks like a TNT. Even though everybody loves Charles, Chuck, Kenny, and Shaq, they fail to realize that in totality, they really are paling in comparison to Amazon. As far as the way that Amazon can increase accessibility through smartphone, tablets, smart TVs, things of that nature, enhancing the viewing experience as far as being more immersive, interactive. And then, of course, the global reach of Amazon's global platform as far as them broadcasting to the masses. And then to the point where Warner Bros. Had enough. They was like, goodness, the way the NBA doing tricks on it, we suing. Because y'all ain't finna just hype up Amazon like this, see that we match the deal financially, and then still not accept our offer. So guess what? Now, under the terms of our existing contract, which is in the midst of the legal battle, they said, talking about Warner Bros., that y'all have to take our match as far as contractually, because it had the right to match any third party offer, specifically, well, no, including Amazon. So when NBA says that they are not accepting their matching offer, well, now Warner Bros. Are like, hold on now. I know this ain't what I think it is, because this contract right here says, so now the lawsuit insists. NBA, of course, came out and basically said that they are contending that Warner Bros. Response wasn't a match of Amazon's offer. So the counter offer was not matching the amount of incentive that Amazon was offering, which is why they went with Amazon. Warner Bros. Is trying to make it seem like they matched the offer dollar for dollar, and NBA just chose Amazon. But in all intents and purposes, this is very interesting, because we haven't heard any more advancements as far as the legal proceedings, because, well, we haven't heard any like settlements or any decision made, because the legal proceedings are ongoing. As of October 11, 2024, these legal proceedings are still ongoing. So NBA versus Warner Bros. Is very interesting, and for me specifically, because industry beef is one thing, conglomerate beefs is a whole nother. Entity versus entity. Let's see which bank takes over the other bank, because ultimately the NBA seems to be going in the way of streaming, and they don't want to seem as a older product staying on traditional stuff like cable, right? So the partnership between TNT and NBA began back in 1989. So such a long-standing relationship, and now the NBA is throwing that away to go for the new baddie in town, which is Amazon, that's set to start for the 2025-2026 season. So now the NBA will be broadcasting, or have broadcasting agreements, with ESPN, NBC, and Amazon. So Amazon replacing TNT is beyond unfortunate, but it was inevitable, as streaming has overtook traditional means as far as watching television. So anyways, let's get back into the breakdown.
Boston on a day, Julia, with so much meat.
Once again, Analytic Dreams on Spotify to see the video along with the audio.
Right, Carl. It's not just about sports streaming. This is about streaming and the future of media. That is what is front and center for the NBA's $77 billion 11-year deal with Disney, ESPN, Comcast, NBC Sports, and Peacock, and Amazon Prime Video for NBA and WNBA games starting the 2025-2026 season. Now, streaming is also a key reason why Warner Brothers Discovery is suing the NBA for rejecting its matching bid for Amazon's package of games. Macquarie downgrading the stock today from outperform to neutral on TNT Sports losing its long-term partner, saying, quote, NBA rights were important in our view for the future success of the Max streaming service. Now, with two new partners and ESPN in an expanded role, the NBA is following consumers onto new platforms, and all NBA national games will be available on streaming services, Prime Video, Peacock, and on ESPN's flagship streaming service, which is set to launch next year, along with Venue, which is the coming sports streaming bundle with Fox Sports and TNT Sports, set to launch sometime this fall. Now, streaming rights plus sports growing in value in this fragmented media market are why the media giants are paying more than double the prior deals. Disney, ESPN paying about $2.6 billion a year, NBC Sports some $2.5 billion, and Amazon about $1.9 billion. Now, those partners all talked about the streaming value that they're going to get from paying those billions of dollars. Comcast President Mike Cavanaugh saying the deal, quote, will accelerate Peacock's subscriber growth and financial scale, while ESPN Chief Jimmy Pitaro saying the deal will, quote, fuel ESPN's digital future. And there was more news in the streaming wars today. The bundle of Disney Plus, as well as Hulu and Warner Brothers Discovery's Max, is launching today. But unless Warner Brothers...
All right, I already covered that. So, if you want to hear me speak about that, just look up Disney Analytic Dreams and it should pop up. But anyways, TNT ultimately just lost their significant other because their significant other, in you know, referring to NBA, chose up. That's simply what it is, in more simplistic fashion. NBA chose up, and that choose... And choosing to choose up, but I think I just confused myself. Basically, NBA choosing up led to Warner Bros. Getting a little tight. So now they're spinning the block on the X to sue. Where have we heard that before? It's just interesting when you see it in the landscape of a conglomerate versus conglomerate, because that's usually something that rarely happens. But this would be interesting. I can't wait to see how this eventually like ends. I can't wait to see how this ends, because this is a long-standing partnership between the NBA and TNT. So for Warner to sue NBA, I mean, it's getting really serious as far as the relationship ending. It's like a marriage that you've had since 1989, and now the NBA shows up as far as Amazon being the new baddie in town, and now you're trying to sue. I can't wait to see how this ends up. But anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know one of my social medias. What do you think about NBA versus TNT, and also whose side are you on in this downright saddening debacle of a marriage?
With the Wealthfront Cash account, you can earn 4% annual percentage yield from partner banks on your cash until you're ready to invest. The cash account grows your money with no account maintenance fees and free instant withdrawals whenever you need it. Money works better here. Go to wealthfront.com to start saving and investing today. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Wealthfront is not a bank. The APY on cash deposits as of December 27, 2024 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. Funds in the cash account are swept to partner banks where they earn the variable APY.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.